Our Father, who art in heaven.
Vater unser, der du bist im Himmel.
Gehütet du allgorn sinun nimesi.
Venha o teu reino.
Bude volha tvoja.
Que ta volonté soit faite, sur la terre comme au ciel.
Give us this day our daily bread.
I odpusti nam duge naše.
Nonin udia ke kem denin. Kusenfen.
Und führe uns nicht in Versuchung.
Mas livra-nos do mal.
Vime ilindra tchio.
For thine is the kingdom.
Sila sinun on valtakunta.
I slava i moch.
Und die Kraft.
Jendan rikyom.
Ihan kaikisesti.
Para sempre. Amen.
The Lord's Prayer is Christianity's universal prayer. But why? What's in it that makes it so special? Find out now with Pastor Kurt Van Fossen.
Welcome back to this radio series on the Lord's Prayer. I'm Kurt Van Fossen. I am pastor at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Ruislip, West London, where we hold services with Holy Communion every Sunday at 11 in the morning. Before the service, at 9:45, we have adult Bible study and Sunday school for children age 3 and above. We also have Bible studies throughout the week, and you're more than welcome to join us for any of these activities. For more information and contact details, find us on the ELCE's webpage at lutheran.co.uk. To introduce the next petition of the Lord's Prayer, let me begin by first calling your attention to Jesus' words in John chapter 3, where, speaking to Nicodemus, he said, "Unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." This second birth is made possible by God through his word and promises, such as those in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." And our Lord promises in connection with holy baptism, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And in 1 Peter 3, "Baptism now saves you." God, through his word, creates new life where there was no life. Or as St. Paul said in Romans 4:17, "God gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist." That's what God did in the beginning when he created the universe and life out of nothing but his all-powerful word. And that's also what God does in baptism. He creates new and eternal life in us who were dead in our trespasses and sins. We are born from above through God's word, and therefore we are part of his kingdom. The reason I'm mentioning all this is to introduce the second petition of the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come." God assures us, as Luther points out in his meaning to this second petition in the Small Catechism, the kingdom of God certainly comes by itself, without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. The kingdom of God is the pinnacle of what God gives us in Jesus Christ, life everlasting with God in his kingdom. Because of our sins, this is something we could never even begin to achieve, no matter how hard we tried or pray. I'm reminded of the hymn Rock of Ages, verse 2, where it says, "Not the labors of my hands can fulfill the law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know, could my tears forever flow, all for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone." Thanks be to God that he is the driving force behind all the works in his kingdom. His kingdom came to us and all people as a gift through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. And God's kingdom, all that our Lord accomplished for us on the cross, continues to come to us as the Holy Spirit works through his word to create saving faith in our hearts. But if we are praying this prayer in faith, aren't we already a part of God's kingdom? Yes, that's true. But it's also true that we still sin, and therefore don't, by our sins, deserve to be a part of God's kingdom. So we, in humility and faith, continue daily to repent of our sins and seek God's forgiveness, his kingdom to come to us. For that forgiveness, Our God-given faith seeks to bring us to God's Word, for it's there that He works to strengthen our faith in Jesus' death and resurrection, assuring us that our sins have already been paid for, and therefore His forgiveness is certain. It's this good news that God works through to keep us in repentance and faith, to keep us turning away from sin and turning to God for His forgiveness and life everlasting, to keep us in His kingdom. I've already been talking about how God's kingdom comes to us, but let's hear what Luther said. God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us His Holy Spirit, so that by His grace we believe His holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. God gave us His Holy Spirit at our baptism, and He keeps on giving us His Spirit like the air we breathe through His word and sacrament of Holy Communion. When Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing," He was, of course, speaking the truth. Faith is not our doing, but God's. Faith in God's Word is a gift from God, which enables us to repent of our sins and receive the good news of God's forgiveness. To lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity, we need God's gifts. So in the boldness of our God-given faith in His promises in Christ, we pray the Lord's Prayer and come to receive His greatest gift, Christ, crucified and risen, the assurance of His forgiveness and eternal life in His kingdom through His word and sacrament of Holy Communion. Through such a godly life, Almighty God Himself is at work, not only for our benefit, but also to lead others to this same place where His kingdom comes to us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Kurt Van Fossen, pastor at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Ruislip. Find us on lutheran.co.uk. If you have any questions or comments on this series, please send an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. We would love to hear from you. We'll be back this time next week. In the meantime, check our program online and stay tuned. Goodbye for now, and God bless.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK. If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the spread the word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.